Good morning. Today is Friday, September 16th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be mostly sunny with a high of 84 and a low of 58. In our top story, Amtrak says it is working quickly to restart service it canceled this week after freight railroad companies and their unions reached a contract agreement to head off a potential strike. Amtrak canceled all of its long-distance trains, including four that make stops in North Carolina. Amtrak was not involved in the labor dispute, but most of its trains operate on tracks owned or controlled by freight railroads and rely on their dispatchers and other workers to keep moving. Amtrak said it didn't want any of its trains or passengers stranded should a potential strike take place Friday. Early Thursday, President Biden announced a tentative contract agreement that prevents a shutdown. Amtrak said it is restarting the canceled service and reaching out to customers who had bought tickets. In education, a Wake County high school is being plagued with fire alarms going off because of students smoking e-cigarettes in restrooms. The principal of Leesville Road High in Raleigh has sent parents at least two emails this month about how the school is being disrupted due to frequent false fire alarms. The principal is warning that the students who are causing these disruptions because of vaping could receive long-term suspensions. The problems at the school highlight the challenges schools have in trying to curb the use of e-cigarettes by teens. In Raleigh, if you heard a rumbling in the skies Wednesday night, chances are they were Black Hawk helicopters on routine flights. Judging from the chatter on Twitter, the noise of giant aircraft disturbed more than a few in Raleigh at midnight and beyond. The North Carolina National Guard's Armory is near Raleigh-Durham International Airport, and they conduct regular training flights and missions. In sports, Appalachian State finds themselves as early season darlings of the sport. Their victory at No. 6 Texas A&M last Saturday has earned the school a visit from ESPN's College Game Day. The network will showcase Boone and App's game against Troy on Saturday. For more on the big game and how App State built its program, go to newsobserver.com. Finally, a longtime, popular North Hills restaurant has shut its doors for good. When patrons walked up to the doors of Midtown Grill this week, they were greeted by a sign announcing the restaurant officially closed effective Tuesday. Midtown Grill had a front row seat to all the new developments in the North Hills area for the last 17 years. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.